Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. Learning Mishnayos Yomi. We're in Para, the 7th Perech, Mishnah 7 and Mishnah 8. Hamechanin es hachevel al yad kasher. So if you coil the rope a little by little, then it's fit. Vim kinino ba'achrona pasul. But if you coiled it afterwards, then it's unfit. Amar Rabbi Yossi lazehek shiru harasha. And Rav Yossi said that it's declared fit as an ad hoc dispensation. So you coil the rope while you're drawing up the full pitcher of water, and you wind it around your hand a little at a time as you go, since that's not a malacha, because the winding was necessary for collecting the water. But if you drew up the water first, it's collected, then wind it, it's considered a malacha. Now, as far as it be declared fit as an ad hoc dispensation, because it was a time of emergency again in Yavna, and not regarding the one who carried the rope out of his way, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. Mishnah 8. Hamatznia es hachavis shelo tishaver, o shekifa al piha al menas linagva. So if you hit a jar so it won't be broken, or turn it upside down in order to dry it for the purpose of collecting in it, it's kosher. L'malos bo kosher. L'holik ba es ha-kiddush pasul. But if it's for the purpose of carrying in it what was already sanctified, then it's pasul. Ha-mefane charasin mitoch ha-shoket bishvil shetachazik mayim harbe k'sherin. So if you cleared out potsherds from the trough, so that it would not hold more water, so then it's fit. V'im bishvil sheloyu mak vinoso b'shashahu zolef es amayim pasul. But if it's in order to it wouldn't hinder him and that he would sprinkle the water, then it's not fit. So after filling the jar with water, and you empty it into the trough for sanctification, you kept it in a safe place so it doesn't get broken, right? Or you turn it upside down, you empty the jar until the water flowed, and turn it back up to drain the water so it can dry quickly. So if it's for the purpose of collecting in it, you did this so you can draw more water for the sanctification, that's fine, that's kosher. If you did it for the purpose of the water, carrying the water mixed with the ashes, so then the collected water is pasul, because it didn't serve drawing water, and therefore it's a malacha, and therefore it's pasul. Now, clearing potsherds out from the trough, in between collecting and sanctifying the water, you empty the potsherds so the trough can hold more chatas water. So the water's fit, because it's not a malacha. But if you did it so that it wouldn't hinder you, so that you could go ahead and do the next act, sprinkling, so some of the water in a trough, once it was sanctified, and you want to sprinkle it, so others explained that you might would sprinkle the water when emptying the water from the trough to another vessel, this renders it unfit, because clearing out potsherds does not serve the drawing, and therefore it's a malacha, and becomes unfit. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 9 and 10.